Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
The correct pronunciation is Pyeongchang. Chang, ah, ah, like when you go see your doctor, ah. Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang, Pyeongchang.
Everybody tune in tonight.
Stop it.
Everybody Pyeongchang tonight.
Oh, that's not right.
Chong, ah, you know, ah, thanks for explaining how ah sounds, because I couldn't figure it out.
Ah.
Is it P.F. Chong's?
No.
Is it Johnny Chong?
Hey, Leah, how are you today?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Pretty good. You've been watching the Olympics?
A little bit here and there.
I'll tell you what, I don't watch in the evening when the good stuff's on. I watch during the day, and it's all curling.
Yeah.
That's
9,000
right.
hours of curling in various configurations.
Fast-paced, exciting competition.
Sometimes it's two dudes. Sometimes it's four women.
Right.
I don't understand all the different types of curling that you can participate in, but I guess there are other sports that are going on.
Now, they put the exciting stuff where you can actually fall and get hurt on at night.
Okay.
You know, no one's going to get hurt in curling. There's no real danger there unless you pull a groin.
No, you're basically... wearing your street shoes, just sort of pushing this rock. So it's
stone.
Not that tough. So we asked a question, Leah, to win Paul Simon. Which athlete in the history of the Olympics has won the most medals?
I believe it's Michael Phelps.
And you are correct. Michael Phelps, and it's not even close to second place. Michael Phelps has won 28 medals, including 23 gold.
Gold, yeah.
Ah, wow.
I think he leads in that category as well.
He's also the gold leader. The number two is 9 gold, and that's Carl Lewis and Mark Spitz.
Okay.
And some Russian woman. So.
And some Ruski.
She's waited.
Nadia?
She's a curler. No, she's not. She's a gymnast from the 50s.
From the classical.
Yeah, so that's Michael Phelps. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's a specimen.
That's right.
Is he there this time? Well, he wouldn't be there.
No, it's the Winter Olympics, Dean. He would be doing curling.
He did just have his second baby, I think, with his wife.
Well, good for him.
Aww.
Good
Get
for
that
you.
Kid in the pool.
Probably had him in the pool,
probably.
Right?
Probably. Conceived in the pool.
Conceived, born,
does,
still
is in the water, Dean.
Leah, you're going to see Paul Simon. Hold on the line. We'll hook you up. Thank you very
Wonderful.
much.
Wonderful. Thank y'all.
Naked pastor is pulling away on Dumbass of the Week. I'm not sure the pastor was naked, or it was the guy was naked with the pastor in the car.
Right.
Tied
he was
up.
Counseling him, Dean.
So he claims.
I have nothing to hide. I did nothing wrong.
And if
the other guy had nothing to hide, he was naked.
Pastor now has 50% of the vote. So I think we can...
pretty much project him as the winner
much,
this morning. I don't see how
much.
They're going to catch him.
The couple that spent all their life savings on a boat, which quickly sank on their trip around the world, they've gotten 25%, so I'm not sure that they can catch him. They've fallen short again. But you can still get a vote in if you want at HoustonsEagle.com. It's been a really long week, and we are looking forward to the Susie Drink of the Week. What is it?
It is a Mary Rick and Rose, which is a version of a Gin Ricky.
Which is?
Which is.
I don't remember what a Gin Ricky is. Did we ever have one of those?
Yeah, a Gin Ricky is, it's gin and lime and tonic.
Okay.
Basically.
Gin and tonic.
It's gin and tonic. But the Mary Rick and Rose is a Gin Ricky with some rosemary in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be fresh and delightful.
And when is this a thing that's been around a long time, right? Like a vintage sort of cocktail?
Yeah, the Gin Ricky was invented in the 1800s.
That sounds like something from the early 1900s.
Colonel Joe Ricky every morning have a shot of gin, and apparently he was sitting there and decided he would put a little lime and soda in it, and all of his buddies called it a Gin Ricky.
The Gin Ricky. The rest is history.
Colonel Joe Ricky was a gentleman gambler.
Okay. This sounds right up your alley, Raj.
Gin is, what kind of gin were you using?
That Botanist gin that I like so much.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
And so, will it be good? Will we swallow it, or will we have to spit it? We'll find out in 30 minutes on the Susie Drink of the Week, coming up on The Eagle.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. The Arizona State basketball rivalry is very heated, so it's not a shock that an ejection would happen. But the surprising part is it was an Arizona cheerleader who got ejected.
What?
And not some buxom female with big pom-pons, a dude. He was yelling into his megaphone during play and yelling specific names, both of which evidently are forbidden. The ref had enough, walked over, and tossed him. And even though he was a Wildcat cheerleader, the home crowd cheered when he was escorted out. Well, I think he learned a lesson. The fans aren't there to watch. They're there to watch the game, not the cheerleader. And certainly not a male cheerleader. That's today's Wild Pitch.
Time for the Susie Drink of the Week.
I think I need a drink.
Bring in our beverage cart.
Today we are making a Mary, Rick, and Rose.
Oh, okay.
It's a take on a gin Ricky with rosemary. So vintage, hence the Mary, Rick, and Rose.
Vintage cocktail, the gin Ricky.
Okay. So what you're going to do is a gin Ricky is in a Collins glass, tall glass. So you get yourself a tall glass and you fill it with ice. What is already so funny?
Just the noises of this, which people think are fake sound effects.
Well, look on Facebook right now, and you'll see that it's absolutely... We don't fake anything.
I'm sorry.
Including our bits.
What?
Speak for yourself. Okay. And you leave a little bit of ice in the shaker. And then you get yourself some gin. And this is my favorite gin, Botanist, which is a dry gin, and it's yummy. And you get 1.5 ounces of gin, or a good shot.
You know, gin flavors vary from brand to brand.
Oh, they do.
Because of their ingredients, like your Tanqueray has a really overpowering juniper taste. A lot of people don't like the juniper.
That's the keep of gin, isn't
it? It's a main ingredient, man. Yeah. But, you know, some have less of it. And like Hendrick's, which is an outstanding gin, is cucumber infused. A little gin talk.
All right. Then you get 1 ounce of simple syrup.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
Simple syrup is just sugar water.
She walks into mine.
Yes. You can make your own.
Yes. And then you get 1/4 ounce of lime juice.
Looks like Dean's Gatorade bottle when he was stuck in traffic.
Is that from that Uber driver?
Yuck.
We had that story today. Look it up.
We don't have time to explain it, everything to you.
We don't want to explain it.
And then you get some rosemary. And, you know, rosemary is very, very pungent herb. And you get a good sprig and you put it in the sugar.
I had a big, beautiful, almost uncontrollable rosemary bush in my backyard. It died.
In the freeze.
And it was really cool. And it put off a fragrance over the whole backyard. And I was told, although I've never confirmed, that it was a mosquito repellent.
So you're shaking that up.
Shake it up. You're going to strain it into the glass.
I like this drink because it's made quickly.
Not a lot of useless steps.
Yeah. Let's just get to it.
And then you top it with tonic and a sprig of rosemary.
Ah. A lot of your old-timey cocktails have the tonic, don't they?
Mm-hmm. We're going to sprig it.
Refreshing.
And then you get your little sprig of rosemary and you stick it in there.
Do I need that in mine? I don't need that.
You don't. Put it in there. You can't smell anyway, so I don't even know how you can taste it.
It just gets in the way in our teeth.
All right.
You know, the right in the way.
The gin Ricky.
Right in the way.
Gin Ricky. Cheers, big ears.
Here's looking at you.
That's good.
Dynamite.
That is really good.
I had high hopes, and I'm not disappointed. I'm going to swallow.
Yeah.
Swallow.
Just the perfect amount of sweetness.
Mm-hmm. Yum. I love it.
How Susie poses for the video.
I spend every day posing.
The
you never know.
On me. Okay, so this is a definite swallow. I think universal.
Yes.
This came from the FM Kitchen and Bar, which is the scene again of the Susie Drink of the Week video that I shot there, and you'll be able to see that on the Eagle and Dina Raj Facebook pages coming up.
All right, also the recipe available online for the Susie Drink of the Week, a winner this week. Dumbass of the Week contest is wrapped up. We want to thank you for all the votes. It was the crazy pastor who was in the car with the naked tied up guy.
I have nothing to hide. I did nothing wrong. Nope. I was counseling a young man with a drug problem. Okay. It did turn strange, but it wasn't my doing.
Just all of a sudden his clothes came off.
Unrepentant.
Phelps is up by Huntsville.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I've suspected so. We have a lot of listeners on the 106.9 listening.
It's hard to do drugs when you're tied up. So maybe that's part of the therapy.
Really? That could be actually some sort of extreme.
I'm going to tie you up, but before we do, I want you to take your clothes off.
You get in the back seat.
Next, strip search him. Make sure he didn't have any drugs on him.
You're going to be clean.
Body cavity search.
That guy was tough to beat. Thanks to everybody who got in a boat.